This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and however weird it was to not be where you normally are or not be with as many people as usual, I hope the turkey was good and had some good laughs and some good fun. We did a little deal where we usually play a family game with cousins and nieces and nephews and everybody else. So we did it online. That's what we did. I mean, it was like an app they found, Psych, on that you can download, which is a fun little game. And you create questions, and you got to guess, you know, what they're talking about. And then we had everybody else on FaceTime. So it worked out nice. It was a fun way to do it. And made a stop at Maria's mom's to say hello and wish that we could be in there like we normally are or have her with us. But just as, you know, it's 2020. That's what it is. It's 2020, and it's going to go a little bit into 2021, and hopefully this long nightmare will be over soon. Black Friday today, so a lot of folks out looking for some good deals. I found some in Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas is going to take me on a tour later this hour of saunas. We're doing a parade of saunas. And because it's such a great wellness product, we want you to know more about it. But they have a top 10 list here of all kinds of great specials you can take advantage of at Hot Spring Spas, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks, too. What else is on your top 10 list, Vince?
Well, I know it's, you probably wouldn't think it's that time of year, but how about a splash super pool? And the reason I say it and the reason it's on the list.
What is a splash super pool?
It's an above ground commercial grade pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas, USA. But in 2020, the year we were just talking about, they ran out of them. Like everything, they ran out of them. We have some in stock. It's not going to get any better in 2021. So when you can't go anywhere or do anything, you should have a pool in your backyard. We have them. And if you buy a pool between now and Christmas, we're going to give you a $1,300 robotic cleaner, like vacuum cleaner for the pool. So what a great gift.
I have experience with a above ground pool. Or rather an in-ground pool. It didn't come from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, so this was years ago. But I, if I had to do it over again, that's the pool I'd buy right there.
Right, it's portable.
It's a lot of flexibility there, yep. Oh, I want to take it to the lake. Okay, we're bringing it to the lake this summer. You know, we'll try it there, whatever you end up doing, so it's great. Those items and many more, great specials. I mean, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in savings throughout the whole store here at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too. We'll chat more with Vince later on. Right now, we're joined by the Attorney General of our great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem. Wayne, how are you?
Just wonderful, Scott. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Beth and all your family members. Hope you guys had a great holiday.
We did. We had a wonderful holiday, although it was as small a group as we have ever had. It was me and Beth and my son and a niece. And usually we have dozens and dozens of people who come over. We'll do that next year. It just wasn't possible this year. So we had a chance to just congregate among ourselves and relive Thanksgiving past and think about what we're going to do when things are back to normal, which we hope will be very, very soon.
Boy, no kidding. A few things to cover with Wayne. I mentioned earlier in the week that the Supreme Court had made a decision related to filling a vacancy in a legislative seat. Tragic situation with a candidate by the name of Dave Andahl, who passed away before the election, was still elected and on the ballot and therefore had to be filled. And I know this has been a little bit contentious. First of all, you know, I sometimes hesitate or I guess fail to mention to folks that there is natural tension between, you know, different branches of government, right? I mean, it's supposed to be like that. The legislature is not always going to sing kumbaya with the governor, and the attorney general isn't always going to sing kumbaya with the governor. You're all duly elected folks, and so some of this is just how it has to work, right, Wayne?
Thank you for mentioning that, because I think that's a very important point that we remember that this kind of contention, the pulls and tugs, were things that were really intended by the founders of the Constitution. That is the way that we can assure the separation of powers, that no one branch of government becomes too powerful and usurps the authority of the other. And that's what happened here. And I think importantly so, but it's also important to remember, too, the governor and I have had a very, everyone knows what happened in 2016, but since then have had a very cordial and effective working relationship. But I had a very strong disagreement with him on this issue, he with me apparently as well. But maybe just to give a little bit of history what happened, everybody knows there was a very contentious election up in District 8. That's the northern part of Burleigh County and McLean County. And two newcomers defeated a longtime incumbent Jeff Bedelser in the primary election. It was very contentious. But the two Daves, Dave Ondal, Dave Nearing, they won the primary fair and square. Unfortunately, Mr. Ondal passed away. It was at a time it was too late to reprint ballots because the ballots had already been sent out. People were already voting. And so the people in District 8, the Republican Party at least, ran a campaign based on an opinion that I issued saying that if Mr. Ondal wins the election, notwithstanding his death, that the Republican Party, under the terms of the Constitution and the statute, will be entitled to fill the vacancy. And they ran a successful campaign. Mr. Ondal won the election, defeating the Democratic NPL candidate 3-1. And pursuant to the opinion I issued, the party proceeded to fill what will be a vacancy on December 1st when the new legislature convenes. The governor thought that he was entitled under a provision of the Constitution to make the appointment. And he did that the day after the election, which I think was a mistake on his part, without having told me, the legislature, certainly not the citizens of District 8, that that's what he was going to do. I instructed the Secretary of State not to issue to this attempted appointee a certificate of nomination. The Secretary of State, following my advice, said that's what he would was going to do, and he did not issue a certificate of appointment. That's when the governor decided to sue the Secretary of State and the entire Legislative Assembly, saying that he had the authority to make this appointment. I disagreed, represented the Secretary of State, as I always do, and the Legislative Assembly, who passed a motion by the legislative management, who handles the affairs of the legislature between sessions, who they also asked me to represent them. It went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled, and I think it's important to note it was unanimously, that the law, and I'm quoting here, the law unambiguously does not grant a governor authority to fill a legislative vacancy. The Constitution says each house is the judge of the qualifications of its members, that the vacancy will be filled by the political party who've already acted, and I assume that the person they appointed, who in this case was Jeff Bedelser, will come down here on the 1st of December and they will seat him.
The governor's argument was that there was a gap in the Century Code for the Dave Ondal situation, and that he needed to be a qualified elector in the state of North Dakota to be in that spot. So that what do you first of all, is there a gap? I mean, do you agree that that's a gap?
I do not agree that there was a gap. The court did not construe this as the existence of a gap. What the governor was relying on is a section of law that says he can fill vacancies if there is no other method established by law. But there is another message established by law. I know quite a bit about it because the Constitution was amended by a vote of the people after the legislature put a measure on the ballot in 2000. I helped work on that. I was in the legislature in 1999, and I was on the legislative committee that considered the constitutional amendment and sent it on for the voters to approve, which said the legislature can establish by law a method to fill vacancies that occur. And they did do that. 16.1.13.10 was enacted that said if a vacancy in an office in the legislature occurs, that the political party of the winner or the person whose disqualification established the vacancy gets to pick the replacement. So that's what happened with because Mr. Andahl was a Republican candidate. There will be a vacancy on December 1st if the Democratic NPL candidate had succeeded in getting more votes than two others. If there was a vacancy because of that, her party would have been able to fill the vacancy, but that's not what happened. The governor made that claim, but he was mistaken. The Supreme Court said they were not convinced by his argument, and then, of course, mentioned two things, that there is a statute that fills for the vacancy. And since statehood, we've had a section of law that says the governor can fill vacancies except in the legislative assembly. And that's an important distinction regarding the separation of powers.
More with the Attorney General Wayne Stengem after a couple of minutes. We'll finish up on the decision earlier this week related to the filling of a legislative seat in a race that's been watched very, very closely. And also talk a little bit about some other things in the news with Wayne. So that coming up when we continue. Brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. Don't forget the 24-7 hotline, 855-217-76.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash. Highway 2 behind Fock and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for a reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Can just stay away. If you ain't got
back on what's on your mind,
safe and shut.
It is a Black Friday edition of the program. We're broadcasting from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're going to be doing a little tour of saunas, a little tour of wellness coming up here in just a little bit, so look forward to that. And tell you more about these great products and the great deals today on Black Friday, because, yes, it is Black Friday. Just looking through some of your texts, we had a question of the day today related to was Donald Trump actually victorious on Election Day, and they just haven't figured it out yet. And a lot of you, well, most of you say he was. A few say not. Here's one. Trump lost. All the lawsuits are a nothing burger. He is not man enough to admit he lost, so he pouts like a baby. Okay, that should get some interesting response. Text me at 701-367-2054. Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General, with us today on the program. Is nothing burger a legal term? Wayne, is that a, I've not heard that term before.
He didn't cover that anywhere in law school that I recall.
Well, I know. We've got to have a little colorful answers here or there, so we keep that going. All right, so the whole thing, and I'm the last person that should be asked for any kind of analysis on this, but when this decision was announced, I said, well, okay, how does that work? It just seems like it would be a legislative function to do that, or the district. I was like, wow, this qualified elector, that's the thing that kind of said, doesn't sound to me like that much of a choice. Then obviously this battle started. But was Dave Ondal a qualified elector in North Dakota?
He will be determined not to have been on December 1st. And at that time, and only then, will a vacancy occur. There are incumbents right now who are serving in that office. They are Vern Lanning and Jeff Delser. Their terms will run through the end of November, according to law. It is the next day that the vacancy will exist. And when that vacancy then exists, according to my analysis and the Supreme Court, the mechanism exists for filling the vacancy under the terms of the statute that's already taken place. And that's why I presume that Jeff Delser will be seated to fill the vacancy. And he'll fill, by the way, a two-year term. He will be up for re-election in 2022 rather than 2024. Under the governor's analysis, his appointee would have been entitled to a four-year term, not a two-year term. So as far as the will of the voters is concerned, I think that it's important to remember there'll be a sooner election. There is also, under that statute, a method for the voters to gather up petition signatures and have a special election before 2022.
Well, that might be interesting per this text that has a question for you. Didn't that district vote Jeff Delser out three times before a executive committee met to put him back in?
So that's true. He lost in the primary, and I think it's important from my point of view. This isn't about any individual person. This is about the constitutional principle and the statute that gives to the district committee, in this case, the power to fill the vacancy with whomever. And when this lawsuit was commenced by the governor, I didn't know who the appointee was going to be. The issue here is one of constitutional principle and statutory rule of law construction that gives the political party the authority to fill the vacancy, and it also gives the citizens of that district the option, if they want to have a special election, to get together the signatures to do that. And also, of course, in 2022, there will be an election in any event.
Another text. Can we just elect Mickey Mouse in elections?
You can't.
Where we don't like the candidates, and
you
let our guests. Let me just finish this here. So he's saying, can we just elect Mickey Mouse in elections where we don't like the candidates, and let our district political committees pick candidates in a smoky room with five long-term political cronies around a table?
No, you can't, because our statutes do not allow the election of fictitious people. Because to win as a write-in, you have to have filed a certificate of write-in candidacy. You have to file your statement of interests and an affidavit of the candidate saying, yes, I want to serve. And so, of course, you can't do that with fictitious people, so that wouldn't happen.
So we wouldn't be one of those states that could elect a cat to office,
no,
for example.
No, to do a write-in, you have to follow a process with affidavits of candidacy, a statement of financial interest, and all of those kinds of things.
Last thing that I want to just visit about briefly here before we ask you one other question and let you go. The statement that you put out after the decision was made by the Supreme Court, I think could be could be called, you know, a little vicious, a little mean, directed at the governor. And, you know, I get, you know, politics is not beanball. But, I mean, why are you uncharacteristically so nasty in that statement?
Well, I didn't think I was that nasty. The attorney general, under a longstanding statutes, constitutional provision, and Supreme Court rulings, is the advisor for all state officials. And having issued the opinion that I did, state officials were obligated to abide by it. And without discussing with me, without coming across the hall to have a simple discussion so I could have explained to him that he can't do what the Supreme Court ultimately said that he cannot do, we could have avoided this whole thing. And I think it was a waste of taxpayer dollars. And it was uncharacteristic for the governor, who on many occasions, many, many times, we have had discussions about what the statutes, what the law is, and what kind of an approach we could take. Why he decided on the day after the election, when he knew what was going on up in District 8 with the campaign, to decide that he was going to appoint somebody, just pluck somebody up out of the district without discussing with anybody what he was going to do, all contrary to the statute, was something that I think was disrespectful of my office.
Two other quick things, and only a minute to go. Minute and a half, I guess, here. So one, a texter says, ask the AG why he will not rule on Fargo's illegal FFL ordinance. What's that, anyway?
I don't know.
Okay, there's two of us.
let me tell you that the one thing that's worrying me, and maybe you're going to get to this, we'll see how this plays out. I've been doing this job for 20 years. I have great worry that when we have a new administration, that it will be much more difficult to do what I've been doing the last 20 years. In the Bush years, it was a good thing to have somebody on our side where we were simply playing defense. And then, of course, offense in the Obama years, when we had to contend with WOTUS and the anti-fracking and the pipeline issues and all of those things. I fear that we're going to be going back to that, and now we're going to have to continue to have those fights. It was very nice to have an administration that was with us on the fracking issue, the development of our resources on the waters of the U.S., which is probably the most unpopular federal regulation that ever came along. I fear it'll rear its ugly head again.
No, I know. I'm with you 100%.
We'll have many opportunities to discuss where we're going with all of those things.
Do you expect a check from the federal government before the end of the year for the debt expenses?
I hope so. Our lawsuit will continue unless they are willing to come in and settle it. I'm certainly hopeful that now is the time. The iron is hot, and especially up through January 20th.
Who's Wayne?
No, I'm here. Hello? Hello?
No, you're there. Maybe Scott lost his end. But we're coming up to a break anyway.
Yeah, I lost it there.
There we go.
Got it now. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk again soon.
I hope so. Bye-bye.
Take a break. Come back with more. We're going to do the Parade of Saunas. We are going to give you some wellness tips you're going to love. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation. And all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
That we should be allowed to have on this Black Friday, friends. Black Friday, of course, traditionally means black ink on the balance sheet because it's the big day for retailers everywhere to get out their wares and get things, going. So we're getting our picture taken.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we better smile. Yes, Vince's daughter, Maddie, is taking a picture of us right now. And how did we do?
I think good.
Did we look okay? All
yeah,
right.
I don't know if we look good,
yeah.
But...
who are we to say,
yeah,
right?
Right?
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, so our Black Friday spot this year is Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They have locations in West Fargo. They have locations in Bismarck, and they're also in Grand Forks. And we're here today to do a little tour of saunas. I've been promising this the whole program because I love our listeners. Without them, I'm eating hay. So I love our listeners, appreciate them very much, and love the interaction we have every day. And I want them to have the ability to be here for a very long time. I really do. And so these products, I believe in my heart of hearts, we're going to allow you to have, extend your life and feel better. And I know because I have a Hot Springs hot tub that I absolutely love, whole family does. And every time I get a little, kink in my neck or, crack in my back or, I'm moving a little slow, I hit the hot tub and I always come out of there better every single time. And saunas are a big item this year that we're talking a lot about. Of course, saunas, hot tubs, always great products for folks to take a look at. And I don't know how many I'm looking at here. How many of the show floor would you say? Yeah, we got a dozen here?
We have 13.
Yeah.
Yes, you're good.
Yeah, wow. And the price points are all over the place. So I want to sort of get an idea of the different options. Now, Finleo is the brand that you sell.
Correct.
And Finleo, as far as spas, is just sort of the gold standard, right?
Yeah, they're the largest in North America. This actually, they're based in Cokato, Minnesota, which is just west of the Twin Cities, about an hour. They're 100 years old this year. This is their 100th birthday. So they when it comes to saunas, they're the king.
Now, and this one is kind of their classic model that's been sold for years and years and years. What's it called?
Yeah, it's the Sisu.
That's a Swedish term.
It is. It is. It means something different to everything, but it means strong or, tough. But that's been their bread and butter for 100 years, and we have a 5x7 Sisu sauna on display.
It's nice to have two you know, windows in there and a door. And
yeah, it's great.
Probably, you know, two, three people.
Got the heater, the rocks, the bucket, the ladle, the water, the steam, the heat.
Now, speaking of that, there is an option where you have the steam heat and then also the infrared heat, right?
Correct.
So tell us the difference.
Well, the difference in 15 seconds, an infrared sauna heats the object. It heats you, where the traditional sauna heats the air and is quite a bit hotter, and you have the ability to add the steam to the, you know, the rocks, the water to the rocks, create steam or more humidity. And for those who can't decide, we have an infrasauna, which is a combination infrared and traditional in one.
And it's kind of nice to do the steam coming off the hot rocks and all of that, but there's more to do there, too. So infrared, a little less work to do for the person that's in the sauna? Or?
Yeah, like at the end of the day, if I could only have infrared, I would take it, but it's interesting when somebody comes in, I want an infrared, and they've done research, but you got to understand the web pushes marketing for infrared only. But when given a choice, 90% of the shoppers are going to choose the traditional. Why? Because it feels better. You have the heat, hotter temperature, the steam, which feels great on the skin, is great for the skin, great for your sinuses. You know, you feel that cold coming on, get in the sauna. Again, it will tremendously help. And the nice thing is, again, if you can't decide, you can do both in one.
Yeah, and that is, you know, all the options we want you to know about that are out there. All right, so let's talk about this one here. Is that an outdoor spa?
That is an outdoor, and outdoor saunas are becoming more and more popular. One of the reasons I think we don't know that you can put a sauna in your backyard right next to the hot tub or on your deck, and it's a great way to go. You know, it's awesome to walk outside in the winter, get in a 180-degree environment, and just sit there and relax and get out. As you said, Scott, you get out better than you got in every time.
So if I want to plug one in, super easy, the top 10 deal today is the Finleo Infrared Spa.
That is on the top 10 deal. However, our number one selling sauna is a 4x4 traditional, and you can take that home too and plug that in 110, and it has the traditional heater with the rocks, the bucket, the ladle. So we have, again, there's more than you know. There's a whole gamut of saunas.
Did you say that one's your best seller?
Yeah, the traditional 110. It's 4x4, and you just plug it into a 110 outlet.
Is a sauna as it pertains to sort of the basics? You know, the seating, there's a heating unit, there's you got a window, you don't have a window, you got a door. I mean, what are the differences?
That's a good question. At the end of the day, it's a box of wood with a heater, right? Now, with that said, you can design them to be very elegant, like our designer series over there.
Glass.
I look at them every day. They're beautiful.
Very nice handles.
Mood lighting.
Yep.
There is some new technology in the world of this box with a heater in it. You can control it via your cell phone. It has the new Himalaya heater, which has a water container vessel in it. You fill that with water, emits the rocks, and it gives a really steamy, humid sauna experience. So there's choice in heaters too, all over the board.
And these, you're talking about the designer ones with the glass and everything, they'd go very nicely in a very well decorated, like, family room or something, and fit in just nicely, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, set next to the bar or set next to the, you know, the big TV, it'd fit in very nicely. Yeah,
they go anywhere and everywhere.
Now, the outside spas, do they need a little more of a electrical hookup? And I mean, are they just plug in too?
No, they're 220. Okay. Once you get beyond the traditional 4x4 sauna, they're all 220 wired, but the difference between really an outdoor and indoor sauna is the roof. You know, that it can take the elements, and it's designed to be outside. So,
what do you recommend? I mean, if people say, should I do it inside, should I do it outside in this climate?
Let us help. Everybody's different. I recommend just getting a sauna. What do you have to lose? This, like you said, I think it will help you live better. I think it will help you live longer. It will help you live healthier. It makes you feel good. There's just no bad reason not to have a sauna. And we have them in stock. That's the big thing. You can get into this thing right now and be better right now. You know, we got ahead of the curve back in June. I knew product would be short. We have a warehouse, over 150 saunas in stock. That's the key.
Yeah, to be able to actually get them, and that's that. In this day and age, it's tough, because right now, if somebody went to the factory and said, I want 10, they'd say, you will see in a year, right?
Yep, a year, and at the very quickest 6 months, they're behind in the production. So
yeah, so again, on the wellness side of this, I mean, that's really the amazing thing. I know you've got many different examples. There's a lot of research out there, but just run me through quick kind of the really key things you think are not hype, not anything else, but are real in the wellness benefits of a sauna.
Well, the Mayo Clinic's all over this. You've heard me talk about this before. Dr. Jari Larkkinen, he's a Finnish doctor. He did a 20-year study over 2,300 men, and what he found was amazing. Men who sit in a sauna, and you could translate this to women too, right? But men who sit in a sauna 4 to 7 times a week reduce their chance of cardiovascular disease, aka heart attack, by 50%. That's the number one killer of men in the United States. It suggests it reduces it by 50%. Alzheimer, dementia, it suggests it reduces it by 60%, 66% for Alzheimer. So some amazing medical studies there. It helps you sleep better. It helps you relax. Like I said, it boosts your immune system, builds growth hormones, which we start to lose at the age of 19 or 20. And if we can increase growth hormones, all good happens. Sweating out detoxifying, sweating out metals, all the bad that can we take in during the course of the week. So a sauna for sure forgives your wellness sins in many ways.
If you were to recommend, the sort of typical amount of use to get that kind of benefit that you're talking about, how often should folks, is it a twice a week thing? Is it a once a day thing? What? How often?
Well, like the studies suggest from Dr. Larkkinen, 4 to 7 times a week. Now, I use it 7 days a week, sometimes twice a day. And the reason I think you're going to do the same thing, it's very addictive. It because it releases those growth hormones like exercise, you get that natural high. And so you want to, you can tell the day when you didn't sit in the sauna. You're just not altogether there. And
there's a difference in how you feel if you were in the sauna versus not.
Oh, absolutely. And back to your question, how long should you be in it? Well, there's a technical the Finnish have. It's called an inning. And an inning, like in baseball, is 15 minutes. 15 minutes in, 5 minutes out, 15 minutes in. Most people will do 2 innings, maybe 3. But what they suggest from these studies, give it at least 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes. 20 minutes, and you'll be better.
Did the Finns invent the sauna?
Let's just say so. I mean, it goes back thousands of years, to ancient Romans used saunas. So who invented it? I don't know.
But it works.
It works.
It works. And, if you say, hey, you had me at wellness, I want to get in on one. There's, saunas as low as your bottom price points would be.
We do have one remaining in the infrared sauna category, starting at $3,500, but $39.99 for this B2820.
That's the one's $2,000 off.
That's a great deal. Yeah. It's a very nice sauna at a great price. And think about all the health clubs that are shut down. Those of you that are accustomed to going to the YMCA, to the Family Wellness, and you can't use their sauna anymore, bring one home. Put it in your own house. Use it when you want to use it, which should be every day, maybe twice a day.
Wow. Yeah, they are. It's impossible not to have you think a little bit about what that would mean. And I don't. I probably would be more likely to be the 7 day a week kind of person if it was inside, not outside.
No? Yeah, and that's we'll talk about that. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different situation. A lot of customers recently are putting it in the garage. And that's important. We want to put it where you're going to use it.
There you go. Love it. Thanks, Vince. All right, folks. One more segment to go. What's on your mind? Black Friday edition. The top 10 holiday deals include the sauna we just told you about, $39.99 for that Finleo spa. That is literally in a couple of boxes you bring home and set up in no time. Super easy. Plug it in. Boom, it's yours. But there's other great deals here, too. We'll hit those one more time and get your text in next on What's on Your Mind.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn and opolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. If you're in the market for a pre-owned pickup, the best deal is at Schwann Buick GMC. Mandan's shops from some of the area's best selection of late model, not just GMCs, but Rams, Chevys, Fords, Ford Super Duties. Check this one out. A 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT. Just 20,000 miles, just $26,900. Most of those pickups, by the way, come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Finance rates are some of the lowest in years, and business owners, you can save even more for a limited time. See Schwann Buick GMC on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
couple of the points from our last segment. One, texter says, we have a traditional outdoor sauna. I try and sit in there 3 to 4 days a week. It is amazing. Keeps a guy feeling young and limber and healthy. Throw steam. Is that like an industry term, throw steam?
Throw steam's good.
Throw steam's good? That's a good thing?
It's a good thing.
What else? We have, I messed up. I think I said that Sisu?
Yes.
Is Swedish, and it's Finnish.
Finnish.
We are Finnish and use the phrase Sisu many times. That made my morning.
It's Euro.
What's that?
It's Euro.
What's Euro?
Oh, it's Swedish, Euro. Finnish, it's... I mean, it's all Euro. Come on.
Yeah, okay. I just don't want to, you know, cheat one or the other out of the... And Danita Bai, I know, would give me the raspberries. That's how I learned that term, from her.
Then we better say it correctly. It's a sauna.
A sauna?
Sauna.
Yeah, it's not a sauna. It's a sauna.
It's a sauna.
Seriously, sauna?
It's not made by Black and Decker.
Wow. All right.
Sauna.
Okay, sauna. On that note, someone said, please tell Vince it's Alzheimer's, not all timers.
Oh, I
thought you said Alzheimer's, but yeah. That's that old joke, old-timer's disease, right?
Guys, you may want to respond to this one. Obviously, Biden does not own a sauna.
Oh, bada boom. Yeah, we'll be here all week.
I only read them. I don't judge them. I just read them.
Donald Trump has said some tweets I think you're going to be hearing more about today during the program here. And I've been chuckling during the break about them, but failing to read them to you. Here's one less than an hour ago. Biden can only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained. When you see what happened in Detroit, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, massive voter fraud, he's got a big, unsolvable problem. Wow. And did he also say something about timing is a concern? Yeah, so, I mean, and that's, I believe that's the real, I mean, think of that, folks. Because the timing of what we have left as we sit here on 25th, 26th, what is it today?
27th
of November. And, you know, you talk about electors and you talk about Electoral College and you talk about the inauguration on the 20th of January. We're not that far away. So, but that is a shot across the bow right there. First time you're going to hear people saying, Trump's not going to leave. He's going to block the door. He's going to, you're not coming in here until this is right. I guarantee you this, Donald Trump's going to fight. And I think he isn't fighting for Donald Trump and Melania Trump and Barron and the whole family. He's fighting for the people, the forgotten Americans that he represents, the reason he's there. That's the beautiful thing about him that the media will never get. They just don't understand it. Todd, my gizmo is not working, so you want to bring me a call and then I'll go to some texts?
Your gizmo is not working. Mary from Wilton's been waiting a long time. Mary, what's on your mind?
I was hoping to catch the Attorney General while he was still there, Mr. Stengem. But I just want, I'm from District 8. We voted Delzer out. We didn't want him. We voted him out in the primary. So how is it they can turn around and put him back in? And I tried to contact the local Republican people about why did you put him in when we clearly voted him out, basically got the response back and very simplistically put, you're not a dues-paying member, so, you know, we can do whatever we want.
A dues-paying member? Ooh. I didn't realize you had to pay dues.
Yeah, you got to be in the good club, I guess. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Apparently. And so I have to wonder about that. How is it, you know, and yeah, I understand that there is a group that's put in place to make those decisions. And I, you know, I get it that Andahl wasn't there. I voted for him, even after he passed, just with the thought that, okay, they'll appoint someone. But never in a million years did I think that they would backtrack on what the people of the district had already voted on. They already clearly sent a message. They didn't want him, or he'd have been running from the primary on.
Wow. You make up some interesting points here, and I did bring that up to Wayne. If you noticed that that Delzer had not been performing in the district, they're the ones that voted him out. So,
Jasper to send a check, by the way.
He's talking about the legal ease on this, so I didn't have a chance to go any deeper on that. But good point, Mary. Thanks for the call. Top 10 list, Vince.
Yes.
Black Friday. Give it to me.
All right, we have a 7-foot Harley-Davidson pool table, regularly $4,000, on sale for $29.99. Again, limited supply, that's delivered set up. Massage chair, $2,000 off a sauna. Massage chair, we have an $800 discount on it. That would be great to have in your home. Shuffleboard table, the York, it's a 14-foot Olhausen shuffleboard table.
Over $2,000 of savings. Buy one, get one free on the NDSU Adirondack chairs, the foosball table down to $12.99 and much more. Come on in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo. Oh my gosh, look at this. Next sauna sold. Vince, listen to this. Jim the flagpole guy is going to throw in a free 20-foot telescoping flagpole. Would that be great? Call now.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.